This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
When we were kids, there were guys in our lives who taught us lots of stuff.
Mine taught me how to go fishing on our boat if the sea wasn't rough.
They showed us how we could do our best and how to raise the bar.
They'd always be saying you're special and we believe that you're a star.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Hello, welcome to Free FM 89.0 and my dad full time, full on. My name is Islay and today I'm here with my dad, Frank.
Hi Islay.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good, okay.
Today we're going to be talking about iPhone/iPad.
Yes.
Transition day, pool rescuing, the elements, Fiji and going to Tonga, the Santa parade and Club 70 and a dot.
And Club 70 and a dot, yeah, right. And our program, should we tell people what the program is it? If the people who are not our regular listeners?
You can tell
them. Shall I tell them? Okay, good. Good morning, Frank and Islay Carter with iDad. Full-time, full-on, weekly conversations with, between Islay, our 10-year-old, going on to intermediate next February, and 10-year-old, a year. Mouth wide open in, is that horror or surprise or?
No, I'm just hungry.
Oh, she's just hungry. Okay. Yeah, so weekly conversations, some topics we've been looking at and think experiencing during the week. Lessons learned, lessons and, yeah,
and
lessons learned.
Today, and I'm wearing my 3FM T-shirt.
Yes, you're exactly, yes, independent community media. Now, how come you're wearing your independent T-shirt when I picked you up, but I didn't notice you wearing it when you were at school today?
Because my T-shirt made me go to the pool with my jersey on.
Oh.
Because we have to save people and we have to learn how to do it with our clothes on just in case it's an emergency.
Right.
I asked her if I could just wear my shirt, but she said nope.
Right. Okay, so at school, you're not just sort of learning the breaststroke or the crawl or playing around in the doing your dog paddle. You're actually learning how to rescue people in your school, in your pool.
Yeah.
Right. So you had to wear your normal clothes.
Yeah, like thick jeans and a jersey.
Well, and was that so somebody could rescue you?
Oh, no, so we can rescue each other.
So you can rescue each other. So you had your clothes on, your thick clothes on, and what happened? Did you just have to jump into the pool with all your clothes on?
Yeah.
Okay, and what did you find out when you jumped in with all your clothes on?
It's hard to take your clothes off.
It's hard to take your clothes off, right. Was you in the water?
I was the second girl.
Yes.
Out of the changing rooms.
Oh.
Because I didn't wear jeans, I just wear a jersey.
Oh, you mean it's hard to take your wet clothes off after you've been swimming?
Yeah.
So, but what about when you were actually swimming in your clothes?
You get heavier.
Oh, yeah.
But then when you take them off, you get lighter.
Oh, right. Yeah, so the clothes make you heavier, and then that's probably why they're... Ah, right. So, what are we going to be talking about? We're talking about... What are we going to talk about after our first track?
Club 70? Yes.
You want to talk about Club 70? I think this is amazing. We hear about a lot about youngsters and children and teenagers and that not having the basic skills. And when I see a lot of adults, I'm going, oh, yeah, you're right. And to be honest, quite a few teenagers too. Basic skills seem to be a bit missing. However, at Adora 2, this is astonishing, and I'm astonished. Astonishing program that they've been in on years 5 and 6. And I suspect it's the kind of thing that goes through the whole school as well. And we'll talk about that after a break. Have you got a track set up for us, Islay? We'll talk about Club 70 after the break. Come on. Yes.
Are you ready?
Oh, yes. Ready. Okay, you ready to go? Got it.
I don't mind. Just wanna rock you, girl. I'll have whatever you have. Come on, let's give it a whirl. See, I've been watching you. I like the way you move. So go ahead, girl, just do that ass shaking thing you do.
So you grab the girls and you grab a couple more. And you all can meet me in the middle of the floor. So the air is thick, it's smelling right. So you pass to the left and you sail to the right. Don't be so quick to walk away. Dance with me. I wanna rock your body. Please stay. Dance with me. You don't have to admit ya.
Who was that, Esley?
That was Rock Your Body by Justin Timberlake.
That was Justin Timberlake. To be honest, I'm not... Well, I mean, I've heard the name, but I'm not really... I wouldn't recognise any of his tracks. Right, Justin said... No, so, Club 70. You just got a dot today. Tell us about Club 70.
You tell them.
I'll tell them. Okay, Club 70. It's part of the Basic Skills program, I guess, that Isla's class has from year 5 and 6. And you move through. I mean, the ultimate is a Club 100, but the teacher, Five Paula, has never known anybody get to 100. It goes in 10s, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. And last year you got up to 60, didn't you, Isla? Club 60?
Yes.
This year you're up to Club 70, which means, okay, then in each level you have to get 3 worksheets complete and correct 100% before you can move on to the next level. And Club 70 is a big step up. To be honest, I tried one of the Club 70 sheets and you've got to do, I don't know how many songs, how many, must be around about 100 or something.
Yeah, maybe.
It's close to 100. Basic facts in 5 minutes.
Yes.
And I think I got to the last one within 5 minutes and I didn't understand the question.
And I have a few questions, okay. Examples.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the questions are fairly, you might think, oh yeah, they're fairly basic, but you've got 100 in five, around about 100 in 5 minutes. Some of them are quite complex. Got a couple of ones here, Esley, that you've been asked in Club 70? Have you got a couple there?
Like 33 times 20 equals 660.
Yeah, right.
21 times 21 equals 441. Or like, so maybe,
yes.
Which one is bigger?
Cool.
5/8 or 4/5?
Yeah, so which one is bigger? 5/8 or 4/5?
4/5?
5/8, I think you're right, yes, because 4/5 is 80%. 5/8 is only 5 times 12.5 is 62.5%. Yes, you're right.
Or something like 5 times 2/3. Wait, don't tell me the answer.
5 times 2/3. How many? 5 times
2/3. 3 and 1/5.
Excellent. So this is an example of the stuff that year 6, age 10, is doing. And it's rapid fire stuff. You've got to be able to... You've got to know how to stuff.
You at least need, like, to answer a question every 3 seconds.
Every 3 seconds, I think that's how it works out. Yeah. And
sometimes they go a little bit off time.
Yeah. Still. And it's all in their heads. It's all in your head, isn't it? Because yes. You don't have, just simply do not have time. So this is, I find this quite astonishing. And it's tough. Very tough. So you got to Club 70. You've got one dot on Club 70. Is there anybody got to Club 80 in your class?
Yes, these boys.
Okay, there's a four
Smarty
or five. Pants. Okay, very clever, very bright, very quick. Do they cheat?
No.
They don't cheat. Oh, it's excellent, very good. Okay, so your aim, you've got 1 week to go, just over a week to go.
So you need two. I think last year, this 1 year 6 boy got up to Club 80.
Yes.
And basically, so you need two dots.
Two dots for Club 80?
No, for all of them.
Oh, two dots for all of them?
Just, yeah. So two dots.
Yes.
So, but, and then once you have two dots.
Yes.
And you get another one correct. Another sheet correct.
Yes.
And you go into Club 80.
Right. So,
you need, so altogether you need probably about
three
sheets.
Yeah, three sheets.
I can't do this.
Okay, right, yeah. So, and I think one of the questions I saw was 19 times 19, and you got one out, didn't you, on a last week or something? So 19 times 19 is 361, isn't it, of
yes.
course? Moving on. So that's,
and one time the
go on.
Answer, I read the answer,
yes.
And the answer was 361, but
yes.
I wrote 360.
You wrote 360.
And then there was another one, and then, like, that. The answer was 14912.
Yes.
But I had done 14913.
Yes. And so they're very, very tough. You've got to get 100% on each, in each sheet to get through the next one, haven't you?
Yeah.
Get the next one.
And there's stuff like simplify this fraction or like this number divided by or take away what equals what.
That's right. There's a gap, isn't there?
Or like.
Yeah.
26 blank 33 equals 63 blanks 9.
Well, that's
and you have to, like, figure out if it's a divided, division, or a subtract, or times, or plus.
I think that's the kind of question I got stuck on because I didn't understand the question. I really didn't understand the question at all. Yeah, so I got stuck on that one. And that's where the only time I've tried it. I didn't get it. Didn't get it on, did I? And you didn't even mark the one I did. Okay, so that's Club 70. You've got two more dots before the end of term. See how we go. So so what do we got next, Leslie?
The Santa Parade.
The Santa Parade. We went to... Tell us about the Santa Parade.
So, now you tell us.
You tell us about the Santa Parade. You tell us about it.
You tell us.
Saturday we went to... Sunday. Sunday afternoon we went to see the Santa Parade. Go on.
And, like... It was super duper fun.
Go on.
And it was in Hamilton.
Yes.
You tell them.
Yeah, okay. So what do you think your favourite
float
was?
Probably the Santa's workshop.
Right,
or
yes.
Or the, which is it? The cheerleaders?
Yes.
Because I saw my friend from school.
Yes.
Oh, and the Chinese one?
Yes. Yes, there was about two or three Chinese ones, wasn't there?
No, I'm pretty sure they were Nepal.
There was one Nepal. And that's another thing, that one, there was one group and they at the front they had a particular flag.
Yes.
And it's a most unique flag. What's so unique about the Nepalese flag?
It's like a different shape from all the other flags.
Yes, most flags are rectangles, aren't they?
Yes.
And the Nepalese one is... sort of like pointed, two triangles?
Yes.
And you recognise that one. And at the end of that parade, there was another flag.
Yes.
And that was it Pakistan or something?
Or India maybe, or was Fiji.
Fiji, was it the Fijian at the end of it?
I do not even know.
Can't remember. Okay, so that was very good. And it was raining just a little bit, very lightly. And so I was very fortunate. And after we left, got back, and then the rain came down. So we were very, very fortunate. Yeah, an enormous amount of work. A lot of people put into their floats. Some perhaps not quite so much, but that's okay.
Yeah, these people, they just brought their car in there and
yes, but there was not, fortunately there wasn't many of those, was there?
Sorry, this is not the right lane.
That's right, yes. Tremendous, but an enormous amount of effort.
These clowns gave me like lollies.
Yes.
Dad, do you still have some of the lollies?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Not different. No, not in this pocket. Mm-hmm. No, that was Wednesday. That was Sunday. Yeah. Sunday. Yeah.
And we got Wendy's.
Wendy's afterwards.
And
yes.
I got a Chickenator.
Yes. And did you manage to finish it?
Yeah, just not at Wendy's.
Not at Wendy's, right? Just okay. Yeah. And something I think I was the most impressed by the floats where they weren't advertising anything. You know, there was a number of floats that come by, you know, we've done this and this is such and such a company or this is such and such a business. And there wasn't, you know, and they were there. But the most impressive one, there was one near the end that was very, very impressive. And it looked like just a family one. No? No.
But I do not even remember.
So, tremendous well done to everybody who built those floats. Enormous amount of work. Hope everybody has a great, great Christmas. Really good crowd. Well-behaved crowd. And lots of kids out there. Yeah, neat. Thank you very much. First Credit Union, I think, are the ones that sponsored it. I guess there's a lot of funding gone in from it. Yes, I'd say. Right. What else? What next? What's our next? And I'm not quite sure because our clock has disappeared, but I think we can figure it out. So what have we got next, Esley?
iPhone and an iPad.
iPhone and an iPad. This is a discussion. Tell us about the iPhone and the iPad discussion.
I wanted an iPhone 8 or iPhone 6 or iPhone 5.
Yes.
And like all my friends are like, why would you want that? Like,
yes.
Why don't you want like iPhone 14 or 15 or whatever?
Yes.
So, because I want one with a home button.
A home button. Haven't the 16s and 17s got home buttons?
Mm-mm.
No, what is...
They just have this... It's kind of like your one.
Oh,
like right. You just go...
Oh, you just flick it upwards.
Yeah.
Okay, so... and a home button... What does a home button do?
It's like an actual button that you press.
And... What does it do then? It sort of...
Goes to home.
Oh, it goes to home. Oh, it goes to the desktop.
Yeah.
Got it. So why... What has the discussion been around about iPhones? Is that...
No.
So you've been looking on TikTok and somebody showed you a site where you can buy secondhand or refurbished iPhones?
Yes.
And what has Dad's comment been about the iPhone?
Can I have one when I'm 12?
Shall we have a discussion about this when you're about 12?
Can I have one when I'm 12?
Not necessarily an iPhone. No.
If I don't get an iPhone, I don't want a phone.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. That'd be much cheaper for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's so special about iPhones? Do you think is so special about iPhones?
It's way better.
Why?
Because it's more fancier.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But my phone's pretty good and it's not an iPhone.
But fancy, you know?
Fancy. Fancy and fancy? No?
But if we do get a new phone, feel free to give me that
phone. Okay, so this, the Huawei that I've got. Okay, so we've had this discussion about... No, 2 years ago we had a discussion about a tablet, didn't we?
Yeah.
And
I wanted an iPad.
Yes.
And he gave me this object.
So how is your... I think it's a Samsung that you've got at the moment, isn't it?
No.
What is it? What type is it?
Why would I get a Samsung?
I don't know. Tablet. What type of tablet is it?
Lenovo.
It's an Lenovo. Lenovo tablet. And we had quite a long discussion a couple of years ago. Esley was looking for the iPad, of course.
Yeah, I asked for an iPad and you gave me that. And then I asked for a phone and you gave me a watch.
Yeah.
I wonder what you're going to get me if I ask for a microphone.
A microphone? You've got a microphone right in front of you.
I feel like you're going to give me, like, a paper towel roll.
Okay. Okay, so, we had a discussion about this iPad and iPhone. And quite honestly, I had a look at the specs on the iPhone, iPad, had a look at specs around for other tablets, and picked out the Lenovo as, for value for money and for capacity, it could do much, much more than something for the same price than an iPad. Much more.
And iPads are kind of expensive.
Yeah, yeah. I think for the price of the one that we got you, the Lenovo,
yes,
the iPad was only about 64 gigabytes or something, which is used up very, very quickly by all the programs. Your current one, I think, is what, 128?
Yes.
Something like that, which has been plenty. Okay, are we going to go for another track, Esley, or have we? What else would you like to?
Yeah, we can go for another track.
Like, you've got another track ready?
Sure.
Okay, what have we got? What have we got? Yep.
Ready when you're
ready. Ready, yep, ready. Let's go for another track. Right, thank you, Esley. That's interesting.
Are you going to turn the microphone off?
Right.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Out of my mind, out of my mind.
Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me.
Too many times, too many times.
My love, he makes it feel like nobody else, nobody else.
Don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in. You have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him.
Pushing forwards, but he keeps pulling me backwards.
No way to turn,
no way,
no way to turn.
No. Now I'm standing back from it. I finally see the pattern.
Thanks, Esley. And who
was
that?
That was Dua Lipa, New Rules.
Dua Lipa? Yeah. I've heard of Dua Lipa.
Just Dua Lipa.
Again, I wouldn't recognise.
You know, there's this TikTok and it's like, I don't want to jump over that puddle. Then she was just like, just Dua Lipa.
Oh, no. Okay, so now you wanted to talk about, what are we going to
Transition,
Transition
Day.
Day. Tell us about Transition Day. Which is
so,
tomorrow, yes.
Since I'm going to be in intermediate next year,
yes,
they're doing like a day for when your new school, I mean new classroom.
New classroom, yes.
And like, so you know what it's going to be like next year.
Right, yes.
And also, for the year 8s, these two other teachers,
yep,
are going to take them. And they're going to help them practice to like switch classrooms all the time.
Ah, yes, of course.
And carry their bag or their back.
Right.
All day.
Yeah. So that's going to be a big change, isn't it, from intermediate being in the same class all the time. And when you go to a college or high school, each subject, you're in a different class, aren't you? A different room, yeah, so you've got to be able to find your way around. So so what do you reckon about, what are you looking forward to about Transition Day? Have you got any questions of Fire Antonio and Fire Alex? Have you got any questions you might like to ask them?
No.
Not really? No?
I think I have a fair idea.
Right. In what way is it going to be any different, do you think?
There is going to be camp, and I have to try to convince my mum that I'm old enough and that I'm allowed to go.
Ah, yes.
To camp without her.
Without your mum. Right, this is at the end of the year, isn't it?
Yes.
And they have a camp at the 1 week camp at then. Yeah, I guess we've got a year to prepare your mum for that one.
You know my friend?
Her brother. Which friend is
she
this?
She already moved away to Australia. But when her brother went to camp, she said it was the best week of the year.
Oh, no. Why? Tell me why. Don't surprise. Go on, surprise me.
She said it was like, oh, it's much more calm. The house is quiet and peaceful now.
Oh dear, oh dear. It's looking ahead in a year's time because the year 7 and 8 have only just come back from camp.
I like it when the year 7 and 8 go to camp. It's much more peaceful.
Oh dear. Yeah, there's not so many people at school, is there?
No.
Right, we've just about come to the end of our show, Islay.
Oh, thanks. Bye, guys.
Okay, so, we're looking forward to the end of term, end of school.
I'm not looking forward to that.
You're not looking forward to the end of school?
Mm-mm.
How come?
Because I like school.
You enjoy school. It's delighted. It's lovely to hear that. Okay, thanks very much for being with us. Look forward to being back with you again next Saturday morning. Look after yourselves. Have fun. Enjoy yourselves. And, yeah, I guess we are now gearing up for the Christmas season.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
It takes time.
Give them time.
Being a dad.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.